Now it's time for the Daily Dust.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So Chris Hemsworth received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Robert Downey Jr. was a guest speaker and slightly roasted Chris with some messages from some of the other Avengers.
What is Chris Hemsworth? First off, Renner says, absurdly, annoyingly amazing. Ruffalo came in strong with friend from work. Captain America calls him second best Chris.
Love it. The Justice Department sued Live Nation and Ticketmaster for allegedly having an unlawful monopoly on the live event industry. And in response, Live Nation said the world is a better place because of their merger. Again, my pocketbook disagrees. You can see Jenna Ortega bring back Beetlejuice in the Beetlejuice Beetlejuice trailer. Take a listen.
When I was a teenager, a trickster demon terrorized our entire family and tried to force me to marry him. I believed he was gone forever until you found this in the attic.
Ew. Who's Beetlejuice?
Don't ever say that name.
Beetlejuice.
No, Astrid! I am serious! If you say his name three times, he will appear.
Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose. I'm going to make you so happy.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, yeah, that's that. It looks really good. If you watch the trailer, Google the trailer and watch it because it looks awesome. And I don't usually say that about sequels. It hits theaters September 6th. Christian Slater will star in Showtime's Dexter prequel, Dexter Original Sin. And Eddie Murphy teams up with Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the trailer for Beverly Hills Cop Axel F.
This isn't my first time in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I saw that. 84, 87, and then 94.
But this place has changed a bit.
What brings you back to 90210?
Yeah, there's something up with Billy. Billy gave him a call and something's up. Anyway, so it premieres July 3rd on Netflix. I look forward to that. In the I Am Celine Dion trailer, the iconic singer is discussing her battle with stiff person syndrome.
I've been diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder, and I wasn't ready to say anything before, but I'm ready now.
The documentary will be available for streaming on Prime Video on June 25th, and Kelly Clarkson and her husband have settled their legal battle over millions of dollars in commissions he paid himself as her manager. There's no word on the terms. Katy Perry has wiped all of her social media. That usually happens when an artist does this drastic of a rebrand. That means they're getting ready to do something major. So I bet she's probably going on tour. I'm sure that's all the major that it is. So I got a dirt alert. You know how I always talk about reality stars, and I refer to the Kardashians affectionately, but there's one reality star that I just do not care for, and that's Bethany Frankel. And she has lashed out at Chanel after reportedly being turned away from a Chicago store. Take a listen.
And I'm already on the offensive, and I'm like, no, I don't have an appointment. I have a credit card. I have a bag of carrots, popcorn, a basic purse. Am I not allowed to come in at 3:54 on a Tuesday? Evidently not. I don't have an appointment. I didn't realize that we're not allowed to walk into stores anymore. I don't have an appointment.
Sorry. Clearly she doesn't know stores like Hermes and Chanel. A lot of times they have certain days where you can only go in by appointment. It felt very Pretty Woman though, you know? But not in the good way. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except I mean...